بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. We're reaching a famous part of the story of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and that is the letters of the Kufans to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So the Kufans become aware that Imam al-Husayn, he has refused to give his allegiance to Yazid and has left Medina for Mecca. And this they see it as an opportunity for Imam Hussein to come to them in Kufa. So they write to the Imam. Some reports say 12,000 plus letters are written to the Imam that, O Imam, we are ready for you. We need a leader and we have revolted against the representative of Yazid. His name was Nu'man bin Bashir. We revolted against him. We don't even pray behind him anymore. We are waiting for you to come, O Imam. The Imam responds with a letter to these Kufans. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Al-Husayn bin Ali alayhi salam, to the nobles of the believers and the Muslims. Hani and Sa'id have brought me your letters. They are the last two of your messengers who have come to me, O Kufans. He's speaking to the Kufans. I have understood everything which you have described and mentioned. The main statement of your great noblemen is that there is no imam and leader over us. Therefore come, through you may guide, unite us under truth and guidance. So what does the imam do? The imam tells them, I am sending you my brother Muslim ibn Aqil, who is my cousin and my trustworthy representative from my household. If he writes to me that the opinions of your leaders and the men of wisdom and merit among you is united in the same way as the messengers who have come have described, I will come to you speedily, God willing. So the Imam here, he doesn't blindly say, okay, I'm coming. He says, I'm going to send my representative, and not any representative, one of my most trustworthy of my own household. I'm sending him to you. He's going to check it out, see what the situation is, be there for a while. If he feels that the situation is there, the grounds are ready, then I will come. So this right here puts aside all of those challenges and arguments that why did Imam Hussein just leave for Kufa? No, he didn't just leave for Kufa from Mecca. He sent a representative to check things out, weigh things out, to see if things are the way the people are describing in their letters through their messengers. So he says, if he writes to me that the opinions of your leaders and the men of wisdom are as you describe, I will come to you speedily. For by my life, what is the imam except that person who judges by the book, one who upholds justice, one who professes the religion of truth, and one who dedicates himself to the essence of God? So right here, the imam indirectly, he's saying that Yazid does not bear any of these merits. I bear them. So what is an imam except a person who bears these merits? In other words, I have to come to you as your leader. We just have to make sure that you are the way you describe yourselves to be. So the imam sends this letter. Now there's a point here, and it's an interesting point. And that is that till here, the imam, he had to leave Medina. And he had to stay in Mecca. Why? Because they were after him to get his allegiance. He says, I'm not going to give allegiance, even if that means I have to leave Medina. Even if it means that in Mecca I have to be careful so that they don't assassinate me, I'm going to do that. So here, I don't want to use the word that, but I'll say it. It's a type of a reaction, as if. The imam is leaving, he's moving to Mecca, and he's watching out for himself. Why? Because he doesn't want to give allegiance. But you can say from here onwards, when these letters come and the imam has supporters, it turns this whole movement of Imam Hussein, you can call it a rise from here onwards. The imam notices that there are people out there that are willing to support him. Now he's looking into it so that he can become the leader and so that he can start a rise against the government of Yazid from Kufa. But unfortunately, it didn't go through, as we all know, and these same Kufans turned their backs on their own imam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.